It's 19 minutes past six. It's the brand new Absolute Radio with me, Jeff Lloyd, and my hometown show. And it's the first day of a brand new feature called I Want to Be Adored, where if you've always wondered what other people think of you, we will tell you, we'll get you on the air, and then just ask people what they think of you. A few minutes ago, we met Jez. Hello, Jez.
Hello there.
Are you feeling confident? You sound like you've lost your confidence a little bit there.
I slipped out the window, but I'm still hanging in.
All right, so we'll just go around the room first of all. I've got to say that, broadly speaking, I liked you. You definitely tipped into the positive side rather than the negative side for me. I don't know, like I like the music of the Carpenters, but I felt it was quite a wussy thing for your karaoke song. I would have liked something with a bit more rasping, rocky vocals. I thought the Spider-Man costume at your last fancy dress was a little unimaginative. And I thought you were a real creep telling us that the meaning of life was like listening to this radio station. It's nice, but it was just a bit too creepy. What did you think, Annabelle?
Well, I really like the fact that his karaoke song was Carpenters and that he puts lots of kisses on his text messages. Mm. But I also felt he was trying to curry favour with the whole the meaning of the life is Absolute Radio thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also
creepy.
Felt there wasn't enough intonation in his voice. It might make you feel a bit like, ooh, after a while. Probably wants to work on that.
Nelson?
I think any way you look about it, Hey Mr. Postman is boring, and I think that sums up part of his personality. Spider-Man hiding something. It's not good. Peter Parker used to wear them, put on the outfit and everything. Don't trust someone who hides something. And they're listening to Absolute Radio. Sorry.
Creepy. Yeah.
No good.
Tanya?
Well, I agree with you on both counts. That was a little bit creepy to say that last one. I agree with Annabelle, though, the Mr. Postman. I quite like that tune, actually.
Good tune.
I also like the kisses at the end of a text. It's always nice to feel a bit loved. So that scored a few points.
Better
there.
Than smiley face, I think.
Smiley face is also good as well.
The kisses.
Yeah.
So, Jez, that was what we made. But, you know, don't take that too much to heart because, of course, we here in the studio, as I said, we all have terrible, terrible personality defects. It's what the people listening at home thought of you. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Roll it in.
So, Annabelle, you've been calculating the text. Have you got percentages?
I do, yes.
Do you want to, before you tell us which way it went, tell us what the percentages were?
83% versus 17%.
And what did they say about Jez?
Well, with 83% of the votes, Jez, you are an arse.
Oh! Jez, I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right, mate. Good luck with the old show.
Thank you. It's good. You see, I think, as I said, I felt positive about you, broadly speaking, but, you know, there were issues. But now you know.
I do. I'm glad I know.
You can either go and take yourself out of society completely, or maybe you can go away and improve on your personality.
I'll keep one foot in.
Thanks. Nice talking to you, Jez, although I suspect it's not the same for you. Cheers.
Shut up.
No change on the M1 northbound at Junction 28. We still have one lane closed off and traffic is very slow and tailing back to Junction 27. A broken down lorry is closing off one lane on the M5 southbound between Junctions 8 and 9 and on the M57 northbound to Junction 7. 2 miles of traffic there queuing because of a broken down lorry. That's closing off one lane and traffic is queuing back to Junction 6. M8 westbound, we still have those barrier repair works. It's slow between 28 and 29 and buses are still replacing trains between Manchester Piccadilly and Manchester Airport.